Welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 6.
Number 6.
Yep, this is being recorded on September 30th, 2005. So, what's going on, Jason?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a whole lot of nothing.
Yep, yep. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about today, and we got our special guest back in the studio, too.
Yep, so. Nick D'Agostino. We had a nice talk with him in podcast number 5.
Yep, thought we'd bring him back to give us some tips and tricks on modifying LT1, LS1 motors.
Yeah, anything will beat the one you had in podcast number 4.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so.
Well, let's go ahead and introduce Nick again.
Hey, Nick.
How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. You got some tech tips for us?
Oh, I've got tech tips, I suppose.
Where to start?
Yeah, where to start?
Start with like a beginner who's looking to do something to their LT1 or LS1 car. What would you recommend?
Okay.
Without getting into specifics.
Sure.
For parts.
Well, the biggest thing, you know, obviously is an engine is an air pump. So, you know, getting more air in and out, and the more efficiently you can do that, obviously there's power there. And a lot of those things can be had for, you know, not necessarily little to no money, but, you know, for a reasonably small investment, you could look into headers are real popular.
Mm-hmm.
They make a great performance improvement and, of course, help you get that big muscle car sound that we all like.
Absolutely.
Definitely helps. Also, too, you know, cold air kits, a lot of the LS1s, you know, there's lids and things like that available. A lot of different companies, the K&N, SLP, a bunch of different companies out there make cold air induction kits for the LT1 that are pretty popular and, you know, do give you a good seat of the pants feel and a noticeable performance gain.
Okay, cool. What if somebody already has their exhaust done and they already have the cold air and they want to start doing something more, give them some more horsepower? What would you recommend?
Next step from there, you probably want to look at, obviously, you know, like you said, you've got some of that stuff handled. You want to look at suspension. That's one of the things that sometimes gets overlooked in these cars.
Okay.
You know, subframe connectors, torque arm, those things are real popular, lower control arms, things like that, that can really help your car's performance.
They're not really going to help you make power, but they're going to help you put the power down.
Absolutely.
Make the car better, more controllable, more stable.
And especially at the track, you know, with those, you know, minimizing chassis flex and being able to transfer the weight properly, you're exactly what you said, Jason. You're going to be able to see and get to use more of your power.
Right.
Yeah. Is there any don'ts you would recommend for a beginner? Like doing something to a car first when you should probably be doing it later?
Mm-hmm. Or a common mistake?
One of the things I commonly see in our interactions with people is going too big.
Okay.
Say, hypothetically, just for example, throttle bodies. A lot of people have the conception with, you know, going right to like a 58mm throttle body
mm-hmm.
for an LT1 car. And, you know, it's just, you can, you know, bigger isn't always better.
Okay.
And that's kind of the misconception there. You definitely want to consult a professional when you do things like this. And, you know, even a lot of the stuff is, you know, driveway job. If you're reasonably mechanically inclined, you can handle yourself. But at least to put the combo together and, you know, just a combination of what works and what doesn't, and good items that work together.
Yeah,
we've seen it all, so you know we can make some good solid recommendations on those things.
Excellent. So, what would you recommend for people who want to start digging into their motor?
Digging into the motor, a lot of guys real popular head and cam combinations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a larger set of ported cylinder heads, definitely. You'll see a major performance gain there, just in still using the stock short block. And as far as camshafts, you know, like I say, consult your professional. Many different opinions on camshaft and more or less which one will work, which one doesn't. Everyone's got their preference. So.
Okay. A lot of people will offer their suggestions in the tech forums on the message board. So
right.
Definitely do your research is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. The LT1 and the information. And now the LS1's coming around, too, with CamaroZ28.com. And there's a lot of good wealth of information there for the LT1 specifically. But also the LS1 section's getting a lot of big players in there, too. So there's some good information to be seen and, you know, to be listened to, and definitely do your research.
Absolutely.
Look into it.
Yeah. If you have a customer that comes to you and
mm-hmm.
says, I want to make 400 horse to the wheel,
mm-hmm.
what do you tell them?
First consideration is the usage of the car.
Okay.
Is this a daily driver? A lot of these cars, by and large, are owned by younger kids, and a lot of the LT1 cars, it seems, it's a younger customer.
Yeah.
With the LS car, it seems, you know, into the vets or whether it's an F car. The biggest thing is trying to determine what's the usage. Is this someone who's going to be commuting back and forth to work or school or something like that? Or is this going to be a situation where you have X amount of dollars to spend? You want to make sure you watch your budget. You don't
okay.
want to get carried away. And if you're after 400 horsepower, the most common thing is, like we were talking, the headers, an intake system, you'll want to look to doing a head and cam combination to really get quality, naturally aspirated horsepower.
Right. And if the person isn't mechanically inclined and they want somebody to install this themselves, they're going to have to also think about installation charges as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not to mention tuning.
Right.
Tuning. If you got a lot of horsepower, it's not going to do a whole lot of good if your car isn't tuned to utilize that power.
That's correct. You could do the intake and the headers, smaller things like that. You can do those and get away without having to do tunes. Getting deeper than that, though, into a cylinder head and a camshaft system, you know, you're going to want to get the car tuned. Because two things, help it run right, help it run properly, make sure everything's where it needs to be. And on the same token, to really optimize your setup and get the most of your dollar.
Right, because if it's too rich, then what was it that you used to always say? You're leaving power on the table.
Power on the table.
Too lean, you're dangerous.
Lean is mean, though.
Yeah.
Lean is mean. Mean to your pocketbook if you're not doing it right.
Well, you know, that's the risk.
So what I think Nick is trying to say is make sure you do your homework.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're going to wind up spending a heck of a lot more.
Absolutely.
You touched a bit on watching your budget.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people, including myself, have been there where they start a project, and next thing you know, it's exploded into something that's way beyond their budget. Mm-hmm. And just one more reason to make sure you do your homework and budget everything out and leave a little extra.
Absolutely. Too many times we, you know, you'll see, just looking around the message board, you know, you'll see a project that's been started and, you know, people either lose focus or just the project got away from them. And it's really important to consider every aspect, like Chris touched on, installation. You know, if you're looking at doing, say, hypothetically, a stroker motor, you got to build the trans. You got to put a rear end in the car. There's other things in the driveline that need to be taken care of to handle your newfound power.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can install that yourself and you need to hire a shop to do that, that's more labor. Those are all things that need to be considered into the budget. And it's important to try and get, when you do talk to a shop that's going to set this up for you, it's important to get a full breakdown. Make sure you see bumper to bumper what this is going to cost, front to back, engine, trans, if you're going down that road. So, and even if it's just an engine. Sometimes a lot of guys will look at doing a motor, get it to them, and then putting it in the car. Most shops will range anywhere from $800 to $1,000, $1,100 to put an engine in a car. And I've had a couple customers where the engine will actually sit while they put the money together, and that's obviously not the most optimal condition for a motor.
Yeah, especially when they want to have their car done, but they can't because they're stuck.
Exactly.
And I've been there myself. I think a lot of us have been there. So,
And a lot of times, too, you know, you can scale it back. It's important to spend your money evenly, especially on engines. I see this too many times. And we sort it out where we'll get a phone call, and a customer has their mindset on a budget, but, you know, it's not displaced evenly. A $1,000 set of pistons attached to a $100 set of connecting rods and, you know, a subpar crankshaft. Well, if a rod decides to fail, it's taking out your pistons and, you know, the motor's garbage. Mm-hmm. So balancing that out and having quality components throughout, that's definitely a better way to spend your money.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, that's one that I bet you people overlook the most. Because, boy, that could wind up in a lot of wasted money and wasted time for just not picking the right components for the application and the budget.
Absolutely, and that's the situation, too, is, you know, a lot of it comes back down to labor and to actually getting it pulled back out of the car and analyzing all that and finding out exactly what did go wrong. So, yeah, a lot of it has to do, and myself at Victory Racing Engines and a bunch of the other sponsors, if you look around, we've all got proven combos. We know what works. Consult us. Ask us questions. That's what we're there for.
Very cool. You said VictoryRacingEngines.com?
VictoryRacingEngines.com, yes.
And if they want to get a hold of you by telephone, what's the number again?
586-741-0158. Ask for Nick or Eric. We're there 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday.
Sounds great.
Great.
Well, thanks a lot for filling us in. I think it's going to give us a lot of good insight on people that are looking to start a project, large or small.
Yes, thank you very much, Nick.
Anytime, guys, anytime.
Yep.
And that's going to wrap up podcast number 6.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you in podcast number 7. Thanks a lot.